Hello and welcome to A Plus English.
欢迎收看今天的 A 加。
So Jenny, I had a very strange dream last night.
Really? So what was it about?
I dreamed that no one could see or hear me.
Oh.
I talked to them, but they didn't talk back.
That was sad. But I think it was trying to tell you that you should treat people around you better.
Really? You mean like my friends?
Yes, and especially your co-workers.
Oh, like you.
You're right. And Clayton, I need you to help me do something. Well, but now, we have to teach now.
Right. And today we're talking about dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jenny, do you dream at night?
Of course, everyone dreams.
But the question is...Why do we dream?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out the answer in today's lesson. So let's have a look.
In your dreams. Reading A.
Did you know you have about 5 dreams each night?People spend at least 6 years of their lives dreaming. Most of the time, people don't try to remember their dreams. But long ago, dreams were very important. The Greeks believed that dreams could solve life's problems. Some leaders even used their dreams to make decisions about war.
Everybody?
So, how many dreams did you have last night?
I think I had only one.
Well, but here it says that we have at least 5 dreams each night. That is a lot, but I guess we forget most of them after we wake up.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, people spend at least 6 years of their lives dreaming.
Wow.
So if we dream 1 or 2 hours each night, if we add all those hours together, that means we dream for at least 6 years in our whole lives.
Wow, I can't believe we spent at least 6 years dreaming. Oh, 这个 at least 呢它就是一个副词片语是至少的意思。
For example, it takes at least 2 hours to clean my apartment.But if I want it to stay clean, I need to spend more time cleaning.
嗯哼，这边呢，我们看到了 spend 这个动词的用法。Spend 呢，它是花费时间，你后面呢就加时间，然后再加动名词。But although we spend so much time dreaming, usually we don't remember them.
Right. Most of the time...People don't even try to remember their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time just means usually.
Mm-hmm. 这里的 most of the time 就是大多数的时候，通常它是一个副词片语。And Clayton, how do you get to work?
Well, most of the time I take the MRT.
So why don't people try to remember their dreams?
Well, I think it's because they just don't care about them.
Yes, but in the past, people did think that dreams were important.
Right. The Greeks thought dreams were very important. So the Greeks are Greek people, people who live in Greece, 希腊人.
Mm-hmm. And they thought that dreams can help them solve life's problems.
When you solve a problem, you find the answer to the problem.
Yes. 这个 solve 呢就是一个动词是解决的意思。Problem 呢是名词是问题，那你讲解决问题就可以讲 solve a problem.
For example, the math teacher gave us a difficult problem to solve.
嗯哼，这个数学老师呢给我们一个很困难的问题来解 ，and that's why I don't like math. And Clayton, do you use your dreams to solve problems?
Well, I used to think that dreams were just...Kind of for fun, you know, like strange TV that you watch while you sleep. But not everyone thinks like that. And in the past, Leaders use their dreams to make decisions about war. That means that they would think about what their dreams mean and then decide how to fight.
哇哦，还可以在睡梦当中呢想出这个战略。以前的这个 leader 真是太厉害了。But who is a leader?
Well, a leader is a person who leads other people. They need to make decisions for the group. That means they need to decide.
这个 leader 呢是一个名词，领导者。那 make a decision 这个 decision 是决定名词。那 make a decision 就是做决定的意思。
For example, Emma is the leader of our club. She always knows what to do.
这边呢，刚刚 Clayton 讲到说 ，Emma 呢是我们 club， 我们这个社团的这个社长 leader， 她呢总是知道说该怎么做。
For example, I don't know which shirt to wear. I can't make a decision.
Well, that happened to me all the time. I can't decide what to wear every morning before I go to work. And Clayton, do you have plans for the weekend?
I haven't made a decision yet. What about you?
Me neither. Oh, maybe we can use our dreams to make a decision.
Ah, good idea. Okay, everybody, we need to take a break, but we'll be back soon.
In your dreams. Reading B.
Scientists think dreams can also help us improve our skills. You can keep practicing them while you sleep. Dreams can inspire us in many ways as well. Artists can see colors in their dreams. Musicians hear beautiful songs while they're asleep. Believe it or not, Beethoven made most of his famous music in his sleep.
Welcome back, everybody.
And Clayton, here it says that dreams can help us do so many things.
That's true.Dreams can help us improve our skills. Now, skills are the things that we know how to do. And when we improve them, that means we get better at them.
这个 improve 呢是一个动词，就是改善的意思。而 skill 呢是技巧，它是一个名词。And here it says that, dreams can help improve our skills.So that means that we can improve our English even when we're sleeping. Oh, that is easy. Then we don't have to learn. We just sleep all day.
No, your English will never improve by sleeping all day. What this means is that when you learn something in the daytime, when you go to sleep and dream, your mind reviews it. It's like review time while you sleep.Your brain practices the things that you learned in the day. And then when you wake up, your skill has improved.
哦，原来是说呢，你白天学的东西呢，在你晚上睡觉的时候，我们会就一直的练习，就好像复习一样。那么呢，你的技巧、你的技术或者是你的知识就会更加的增进。Oh, I understand now.
You know, dreams can also inspire us.And when something inspires us, that means it makes us want to do something.
这个 inspire 呢是一个动词，就是启发或者是给予灵感的意思。
For example, love inspired Ryan to write a song.
这边呢 ，Clayton 给我们一个例句，就是说呢，爱情呢启发 Ryan 呢写了一首歌。And love can always inspire people to do so many different things.
Right. So the next two sentences are about artists and musicians. So when they are asleep, they will see and hear things. Now when you're asleep, That just means you're sleeping.
这个 asleep 呢就是一个形容词，是睡着的。而这个形容词它比较特别，它是不放在名词前面的。举例来讲，你说哦要小声哦， keep quiet, the baby is sleeping, the baby is asleep.
Right, the last sentence says, believe it or not,Beethoven made most of his famous music in his sleep.
啊？贝多芬在睡觉的时候做了那么多的音乐啊？ Does that mean that he was playing the piano when he was asleep?
No, it doesn't mean that he was playing the piano in his sleep. It just means that he dreamed of a beautiful piece of music.
Oh.
And then, when he woke up, he wrote it down and started playing it.
哦，原来是呢，他在做梦的时候呢，听到了这个美妙的音乐。一醒来之后呢，赶快把它写下来。而这 believe it or not 这个片语呢，就是信不信由你。
Right. So if you say believe it or not, then what you want to say next might be hard to believe. But in fact,It is true.
Hey, Clayton, believe it or not, I can speak 10 languages.
Well, I believe you can speak Mandarin and Taiwanese. And I know you can speak English.
Yes.
You might be able to speak French, but 10 languages? No, I don't believe it.
All right, I'm just joking.
So dreams inspired Beethoven to write songs.And dreams inspired painters as well.
So you mean dreams inspired painters too?
Yeah.
原来这个梦呢也曾经启发过这个 painters, 这些画家呢来作画。
For example, a famous painter named Picasso got ideas for his paintings in his dreams.
Wow, 原来毕卡索呢是在他的梦中呢做了这么多的画。I guess that's why his paintings look so strange to me.
Yeah, I think some of the things in his paintings are only from dreams. You would not see those things in the real world.
Okay, let's get to word power now.
All right.
Word power!
It's time for word power, and our first word is solve. Solve.
Solve, 它是动词解决。
Tom always helps me solve problems.
汤姆呢总是帮助我解决问题哦。He's really a great friend.
The next word is leader. Leader.
Leader, 名词哦，领导者。那注意一下呢，它是从动词 lead, 带领这个字变成的。
A great leader should make good decisions.
一个好的领导者呢，必须要能够做出好的决定哦。
Right. Next one, inspire. Inspire.
Inspire, 它是一个动词哦，启发的意思。
Bruce Lee inspired many people to learn kung fu.
李小龙呢，他启发了很多人呢去学中国功夫。
And the last word, asleep, asleep.
Asleep, 它是一个形容词哦，叫做睡着了的。那我们注意一下，它的动词是 sleep, 睡觉哦。
He fell asleep on the sofa.
He fell asleep on the sofa. 他在沙发上面睡着了。
Sometimes after work, you're tired and you just fall asleep on the sofa, right?
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Okay, everybody, that's it for word power, but don't go away.
Did you sleep well last night?
Yeah, but my back hurts.
Your back hurts? 你的背痛啊? Why?
Well, I was so tired, I fell asleep in the bathroom.
You fell asleep in the bathroom, 居然在浴室睡着了。That's why your back hurts. 好啊，真是太可怜了。好，现在我们先来看一下 asleep 这个形容词。如果你是要强调睡着这个动作，我们就可以用 fall asleep 这个片语哦。那不过要特别注意哦， asleep 它虽然是一个形容词，但是你不可以把它放在名词前面去修饰名词。那另外呢，我们可以再补充一个跟 sleep 睡觉睡眠有关的形容词 sleepy。 那比方说到了下午，我们常常都会很想睡觉啊，那很想睡觉英文要怎么说呢？就可以说 feel sleepy.
So Kelly, tell me, what do you think can help me sleep better
Well, maybe try sleeping in the bed, not in the bathroom.
Yeah, that will probably help.
In your dreams.
Did you know you have about 5 dreams each night?People spend at least 6 years of their lives dreaming. Most of the time, people don't try to remember their dreams. But long ago, dreams were very important. The Greeks believed that dreams could solve life's problems. Some leaders even used their dreams to make decisions about war.Scientists think dreams can also help us improve our skills. You can keep practicing them while you sleep. Dreams can inspire us in many ways as well. Artists can see colors in their dreams. Musicians hear beautiful songs while they're asleep. Believe it or not, Beethoven made most of his famous music in his sleep.
Okay, for today's review time, we have some questions. You just need to give a short answer.
我们今天的 review time 呢是问答题哦，那大家只要简答就可以了。
Number one, how many dreams do we have each night?
我们每天晚上呢大概做了几次的梦呢？ Well, I think it's about 5.
Right, could be more, could be less, but about 5.But you might not remember all of them. Number two, in a person's life, how much time does he spend dreaming?
一个人的一生呢，大约花了多少时间在做梦呢？ I think it's at least 6 years.
Right. If you dream a few hours every night in your whole life, you will dream about 6 years. And the third question, when did Beethoven...make most of his music.
贝多芬的音乐呢大部分的作品呢是在什么时候完成的呢？ Well, when he was sleeping.
Right. He dreamed about music and then he wrote it down when he woke up.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, that's it for review time. But stay with us, there's more.
With phrases. Believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
It's fun to go down the hill.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm the fastest of us all.
Believe it or not.I think I'm flying now.
Believe it or not, we're in trouble. You have to stop.
You just want us to lose.
No, believe it or not, we are going to fall off this mountain.
Okay, everybody, we have another amazing world record here for you. Now, this one is about standing on one foot.
Wow, I know sometimes when kids get in trouble in school in Taiwan, the teacher will make them stand on one foot, and nobody likes that.
Right, it's kind of hard because it's hard to stand on one foot. You might fall over when you're trying to do that.
Yeah, we call it balancing. You have to maybe hold your arms out so you don't fall over, and maybe your friends try to push you, or there's some wind. There's so many ways that you can fall.
Right, and maybe after a minute or 2 minutes, your leg will start to get tired. And you think, I just want to stand on 2 feet or sit down.
Yeah, well, we're going to learn about somebody who did something so special. He has the Guinness World Record for the longest time on one foot.
So, this guy's name is Mr. Joachim, and he is from Sri Lanka. And he balanced on one foot for 76 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. 76 hours? Well, I can't imagine doing anything for 76 hours straight, let alone standing on one foot.
I can't even stay awake for 76 hours, so I don't know how this guy did it. He must be really strong.
He also has other world records, including the longest time standing, so standing on both feet, and distance brick carrying. Well, a brick is like a big, heavy thing that you can use to make a house or other stuff, and he carried bricks for a long period of time or a long distance.
Well, I think that he won't get bored easily if he can do these kinds of things. And I think he can stay awake for a long time.
I think that he's pushing his body so far to do these things. His body must be really mad at him.
I wonder how he eats when he's doing that. Maybe it's easy to fall down when you're eating or doing other things.
I wonder, maybe he just doesn't eat or doesn't sleep or doesn't go to the bathroom. I don't know.
Wow. Well, he definitely did something special, and that is why he is in the Guinness Book of World Records.